Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How is your social battery right now? Are you drained, bursting with energy? It's at this level because maybe you don't have enough boundaries, less social in the winter. There can be many reasons. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you just need some more time alone. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
The five guys you meet in the portal. Since we're here at Portal Day, so these are the top five guys you meet in the portal. Number five, the Wanderer. You see Alan Bowman and JT Daniels here. They're always trying to find that spot where it can finally be. My gosh, look at my hair. That's ridiculous. Okay, there we go. Sorry. But they're always trying to find that perfect spot. And for Alan Bowman, looks like it worked out well and that he's finally got somewhere where he's the unquestioned starter and he's flourishing. But then there's other guys who just never fit in anywhere. The Gunnar Kjells of the world, the JT Daniels. They are the Wanderers, which is a great song from the 50s or 60s.
The Wanderers, yeah.
Dion.
Dion sang that song?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, excellent.
These guys have set the table for all the guys on their third schools in three, 4 years. JT Daniels especially, I think, is kind of like the face of multi-transfers at this point. But, yeah, there are guys who just wander till they eventually find a starting job. That's what Alan Bowman's done, and JT Daniels to a degree as well. So, yeah, there's only so many spots, and I don't know, man. I think it's just kind of crazy how you end up at three or four schools, but that's where we are in today's landscape.
Well, who was the player I mentioned earlier today that went to four high schools? The kid from Wisconsin transferring to KU. Four high schools, 4 years, three colleges in 3 years, and now he has probably another year or two left of eligibility.
Yeah, absolutely. Number four, the clueless NIL chaser. The I'm going to keep going from spot to spot until I get more money. Oh, this one's going to give me $25,000 more or whatever. These are the guys that I think are more of a minority than people realize. But there are guys that, you know, they're somewhere and they think, oh, I'm going to get this much more money. I'm going to go. And then it doesn't always work out for them.
When you're Baylor and you have your football coach, the offensive line coach, leave to go to Alabama, who brought in two or three offensive linemen, and you then go through all of spring because you should, and yet you're about to get a check. Are those the ones that Dave Aranda and company need to watch the most in the next 3 or 4 days? Isn't that because then you go to another place and get another check? Isn't that just an example? And that's the guys you have to protect. Otherwise, that's kind of who you're looking at there.
I would think so, a little bit. Of course,
I mean, if they're good enough, yeah. I mean, like, based on what we've heard about the O-line, I don't know who's leaving to go get a big NIL check, yeah. Honestly, but yeah, I mean, there's guys who definitely overvalue themselves or have bad advice in their ears. I'll say that. I think that there are people who are, you know, working with an agent or someone like that that aren't the big time players that maybe have some false seeds planted as far as what their total value is. So yeah, I think there's probably some lost in or confused about how that actually all works. And yeah, I think that the NIL thing is not as cut and dry. Like I think some guys probably look at like on three and they're like, oh, I'm worth this much yep. money, and it's not really the truth at all. They're not worth, you know, $3 million or whatever. So there's just a lot of confusion in general, I think, about what that market actually looks like or how it operates.
Number three, the 4- and 5-star bust. The guys that, listen, people will chase them around until their eligibility is over because they were so good in high school. But ultimately, they hit their peak there. There are a lot of these type guys in the portal. They just didn't work out. For whatever reason, they were injured or, you know, didn't pick the right fit or just, again, at their physical peak. You know, Texas had a lot of these guys for a long time before there was a portal. And you get all these guys who are high-star athletes, but they're just not the guys that fit who you are. And, you know, eventually they kind of wander around as well. But the 4- or 5-star bust are huge numbers of the portal.
I don't know how prevalent it is now because I don't follow recruiting on a day-to-day basis like I used to, but back when Rivals was king bee in all of the recruiting world, definitely there was Texas bumps going on left and right. Mm-hmm. And I know that they weren't the only program, but there were guys that, like, they're very much a 3-star. They're committed to this school, and all of a sudden Texas shows interest, and it's like, we magically stumbled upon new film, and we've added a 4-star. And that happened, I don't know how many times, but...
quite a bit.
Oh, it happened a lot. And so then what happens? Well, this guy's a 4-star. He's supposed to be really good. Why is he taking more than a year to develop? What the hell? Why is he overrated? Well, you know, I attribute some, not a lot, but some of it to that. Just the 4- and 5-star bust in general. But yeah, nowadays, I mean, you listed out all the reasons why, and it's any number of options that you put out there is the reason. There's some guys who have peaked, some guys who are making NIL right out of the gates, haven't proven anything yet, and feel like their S doesn't stink and that they're, you know, just their stars based on the stars listed next to their name or what they did in high school. So yeah, and just you're not always going to hit too on your rankings. I mean, you're going to think some guys are better than they are, and you're going to underrate some guys as well, and that's all part of the competition and the fun of seeing how they shake out on the other side of it. It's not an exact science, and it never will be, but it always is interesting to see those really highly, like the guy I think of these days is Damon Demas. Mm-hmm. Now he got sideways because he got in trouble, but you talk about a dude that was hyped up to be like the next Randy Moss or something and did nothing in college. I think he's trying to work his way back. He was in JUCO last I saw, but yeah, there are always guys like that in every year.
Yeah. Number two, the 3 to 4 years left developmental guy. Sorry, Robertson. That's a nice pick here, Emery, for this one. But these are the ones I think that are the most valuable in the portal because most of these guys went to a program. Maybe they're blocked at a position. Maybe they're just slightly not as good as the guy at the same position who's a year ahead of them or the same year. Coaching change, different, you know, whatever, different system, all those things. These are the ones where you really build your value in the transfer portal is getting guys who haven't really even started their college career yet, and because of the ever-shifting world of the coaching landscape or whatnot in college athletics, can come and be good, solid contributors to your program that you can keep around for a couple years as opposed to one-hit wonders.
Yeah, I mean, Sawyer Robertson is a good example of that. Now, though...
Well, I mean, he could leave again.
He could leave now based on the new lack of rule that was in place when he first arrived. But, yeah, I mean, those are the guys you hope to hit on that you can actually take some time and breathe with. But seems like that's getting harder and harder to do. But certainly if you can land some guys like that, it's just so hard to plan for the long term. You know, like how many of those guys can you get? And then, shoot, you don't even get to see them in year three because you lost your job because these guys took too long to develop. So it's a really interesting combination you have to try to hit. And I don't envy these coaches, even though – They get paid well to do it, but trying to figure out exactly how all the puzzle pieces fit together, more so than ever before, because you could kind of let guys linger. But yeah, if you can find guys like that to really slow cook, that's what college football is supposed to be. That's actually what it's supposed to be, is having not guys, five-star freshmen, come in and start talking NFL right away, but having the guy come in that actually redshirts, and then he, you know, works and develops and gets better, and then by the time he's in year three or so, then yeah, you start to see him contribute. But we kind of just like fast forward through some of that nowadays, it feels like.
Yeah, absolutely. And number one, the actual star players. There are guys who are actual stars that will help you right away. Those guys happen, but they're not as everywhere as you think. I would say Quinshon Judkins, actual star.
Yeah.
You know, Caleb Downs, actual star. Walter Nolan, Evan Stewart, those guys, actual stars. Damian Martinez right now, actual star. But, again, those are way more rare, especially given the fact that there's thousands of people in the transfer portal. But you will occasionally encounter an actual star.
Yeah, I you're right, and this first week so far has been kind of dormant with the actual star. Martinez was actually before it opened, but it counts towards this particular window. I have a feeling there might be two or three times, not I say two or three times, maybe three to five names after the weekend where you go, oh, now whether or not they end up going, I don't know where they're going to be or who they're going to be or where they're from, but you might see more of those on Monday or Tuesday next week.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, maybe as the spring games close up, you know, there's so many different situations that it wouldn't be surprising if there's a few splashes, and hopefully there is. I mean, just for entertainment value, because we talk about the portal so much, you want to get the bang for your buck, and we've had some splashes, but yeah, nothing in the terms of a, you know, a game changing sort of wave that changes the narratives about particular teams or maybe even conference races like the quarterbacks did back in December and January. But yeah, it's always interesting. It sucks if you're on the losing end of it. If you're an Oregon State fan right now, you're probably sick and tired of hearing about Damian Martinez. Yep. As good as he was for you. But yeah, these are the ones that pop the most as the stars and following their paths of where they ultimately end up. And I count myself as somebody very intrigued by both the guys pictured right there and anybody else that's on that level or higher that might join in the fray. So, yeah, there are stars to be found. But, man, the race for them is tougher and more expensive than it ever has been previously in college football history.
All right, Paul, thank you very much. Brought to you by TexasBeefHouse.com. Don't forget, April 25th, the online and in-house auction right outside of Tyler. Go to TexasBeefHouse.com for more information on that. Tonight, 365 Sports tonight at 10:30. Emery's dialing that up. Also, thanks to those of you who have joined us today, whether you're watching and or listening in the chat room, text line, and elsewhere. A lot of great feedback on Amanda Kristovich. In fact, one on the forums, I just saw another one from SJ8999. Terrific. Hope you have her on again. We will. I've told her that. Garrett, thank you very much. Jack McKenzie, I mentioned Emery. For Craig Smoke, Paul, happy birthday tomorrow.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Paul.
We'll be back. Paul is out. Craig and I back tomorrow, 3 to 6. This is 360. Yep.
No. Go ahead.
365 Sports. Good night.
This has been a Rogue Media Network. Mm-hmm.